today is Chaf of Teves, the 3rd of January. We're on page Nun Hey, and just sort of concluding that amazing piece from Shlomo Alkabetz. He's quoting it from the Shlach HaKadosh, quotes it word for word. It's written about in a number of places. Just showing how you have Ruach HaKadosh within Klal Yisrael. So the last paragraph from page Nun Hey. So just again to review for those who may have been in Europe, they started learning the Tikkun with just a few people, and then when they got to like the Kabbalistic part, they did the Mishnayos, they did some Chumash, they did Mishnayos Rama, and when they started learning Al Pi Kabbalah, so Malach started speaking through the Beis Yosef. So, and he told him amazing things. He doesn't really tell us everything that Malach said, but he describes how amazing it was. So, Vayihiva Boker Halachnu Tavanus. In the morning, this is the morning of Shavuos, we went in Ritovil, we immersed Kasher Asinu Shneyam Kodim, as we did 2 days before. Vashamatzan L'Shlosha Chaveir Mashalo Nimtu Shema Balaylahu. So, I guess there were seven of them at least. So, he says, we found three Chaveirim who weren't there. We yelled at them. When the Sapalham is called Tova Shiras Hashem Yiman, we tell them all the good that Hashem did with us. But Yamas Libam Bekirbam. Their hearts died within them. I mean, they're so profoundly disappointed. It literally means they slapped their faces. And they burst out in crying. And we also like sort of let them have it. It's because of them we didn't merit more. They should have joined us. We would have had a minyan learning.
Wow.
And when we lost out, as was said, as the Malach expressed to them. And they said, Halavai. Wouldn't it be good if tonight we got together?
They were in different Havura.
I guess they weren't. They were there. Yeah, they weren't. Yeah. Let's do this, and we'll be 10. So I guess the first night they had 7. V'iskam nilasas kain. So we resolved to do this. V'imshe b'layla harishon shena b'ineinu lo reinu afilu rega kamemra. And even though the first night we didn't see any sleep, rega kamemra is an expression for the Gemara. It means not even a moment. Literally not a moment. V'gam b'yom lahunach lishon. And even by day we weren't able to sleep. He Darosh Darash Achasid Naru Achar Hamincha B'Yashavnu Sham. I think he means because the Beis Yosef darshan after Mincha. He probably davened an early Mincha, and that would have been the time to sleep. But he darshaned, and we sat there. So like finally sleep time. Like, let's begin the Darasha. V'im Kol Zeh Shinasnu Ba'Oz Masneinu. Notwithstanding all this, we like gird our loins with strength. So we did the second night like the first. Umeirov hasimcha, from the abundant joy, shayinu asara. We were 10, makes it a greater thing. Lohim tinu ad eis kro hamishnah. They didn't wait until the reading of the Mishnah. Velo ad chatzos, and not till midnight. Kemo balayla rishon, like the first night. Shahayim mamash bachatzos halayla. That it was literally chatzos when it happened. The himtinu, I think, is referring to the malachim, I'm not sure. I will just mention as a side item that simcha and Torah are sometimes like synonymous. Chazal used the expression, words of Torah that were smechim ki yom nesinasim b'sinai, that were joyous like the day they were given on Sinai. You can actually describe Torah as joyous, and he seems to be using it that way here. He doesn't say because of the abundant starkeit, because of the abundant Talmud Torah, says meruv hasimcha. Raktekev Shayinu Karim Dibros Shal Mishnah Torah. Right away when we were reading the Aseret HaDibros and Mishnah Torah, and we saw yesterday, he describes what parts of the Chumash they read, and it's basically Bereishis and things that have to do with Mamon Har Sinai. So they weren't too far in. They were reading from Baris Chanan. Agiyenu Parsha Shema, and then when we got to Shema Yisrael, which is presumably what they read right afterwards, it's right after that in the Chumash, Kol Dodeinu Dofek. The voice of our beloved was knocking. It means the Malach came, v'hischil, and he started off. He said, Shimu Yedidim, Hamahadrim, and Hamahadrim, Listen, my beloved, those are Mahadrim and Mahadrim. Hakitsu Varananu Shochne Afar. Besod Afar Har Elyom. I will say the words, I don't know exactly what it means, but wake up and rejoice, those who dwell in the dust, by the secret of the upper dust. Udoram Shel Chachma Amar Haina, and he said words of Chachma, probably means Kabbalah. Achar Kach Amar Ashrechem Yedidai Ashrechem Hamalim Osi Kama Vakama Nisalesim. Fortunate are you, my beloved, or fortunate are you who elevate me, how much you have been elevated, Shatem Asara L'chol Davar Shebekdusha, that you are 10. He mixes in phrases like from Tanakh and Chumash, so it's hard to know what's a literal statement and what's like
the Malach,
yeah.
Malach speaking through
Yosef. Yeah, as does Rosh Malach when he's telling the story. So it's a little bit flowery. So it's hard to know exactly what was said and what's like a phrase. V'ilulei nitner rishus la'ayin, if permission had been given to the eye, he used some roem ha'esh ha'sovevus ha'vayis, that you would see the fire that's surrounding this house, this space matters. L'chein chizku v'amtsu, therefore strengthen yourselves, v'al tafsiku ha'kesher, don't interrupt the connection. V'ha'aluni b'kol ram shma Yisrael baruch shem kon achus v'amvod ki ha'makipurim, we saw the same thing yesterday. He said, elevate me with a loud voice with shma Yisrael and baruch shem, like you do on Yom Kippur. Yeah, aloud. As an aside, it's an insight into the power of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso on Yom Kippur, because both nights the Malach tells him to do that, and he did it. He said other things for like half an hour. So you could just imagine what those things were. We went back to the secret of the learning. And then around midnight, because he said it happened earlier this first night, the voice came back. V'diber shir shavi yoser, and gave a shir for over an hour. Imagine that. Whose shir did you go to Shavuos night? Malach. U'meir ani alai shamayim v'aretz, I take as my witnesses heaven and earth. Ki kol zeh shedibarti po, everything I spoke here, uv'kuntresim. So he must have written up more at length what the Malach said. So he said, everything I'm writing here, which is like the abridged version, and in the Kuntresim, Eino Chelek Echad Mimea. It's not even 1/100th. V'afilo Bakuntres Ahu, and even that Kuntres, Tiru Bein Teva L'Teva Skulasa Kozelef Amim. I'm not sure exactly what he means by that, but it sounds like he's saying, even in the Kuntres where I wrote it at length, you'll see, like, I guess we would say, like, between the lines, it's Segul, I think it means like what's hidden behind it. Even where I wrote out what he said, you'll see that it's alluding to more.
Like the words can't express the experience.
Yeah. It sounds like he's alluding. Like he'll use words, and if you understand what I mean, I'm alluding to something else. That's, I think, what he means. Or maybe he even made markings, I don't know, because he sort of spells it out here, that there was something hidden there, and I didn't allow myself to write it. Achai v'ami, my brothers, my nation, shimu tchi nafshachem, listen, your souls will live, ki achaverim hashleimim asher ro'u kol zeh, because the very shalim chachamim, chaverim usually means the chachamim who saw all this, ruach hadosh anitun bekevan, a new spirit was given within them, v'gam b'yom ha-shabbos chazar ha-dibar al-hachasid, and even and on Shabbos it came back to the Beis Yosef. Ve'el Shakai Eschanein, that's probably what it stands for. I'll ask Hashem, Yitain Belivchem Lochus Olatzmechem, that you should put in your hearts to have mercy on yourselves. Yizakenilis Achinimachem, and you should give me the merit to unite with you, Eladmas HaKodesh, in the Holy Land, La'avdo Shchem Echad Amen, to serve him, you know, all together. Amen. Kod divrei lashoni achichem Shlomo Levi Alkavetz. So the words of my tongue, your brother Shlomo Alkavetz. Because I'll say the fnei k'shlosh me'ez v'chamishim shana. This was 350 years ago, closer to 400 now. Yadu ki l'ramchal zal hayam magid shegil l'asodos neflam. It's known that the Ramchal, the author of Mesilas Yesharim, also had a magid who revealed secret, incredible secrets to him. That's Ubavonu Seinu Harabim. It's Jewish for unfortunately. And anything that's unfortunate is due to our sin. So, unfortunately, and here he's referring to a specific thing, that great work was lost. Because of the big machlokas that arose about him, the Maharam Chagiz and some of the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, I mean, there were chachamim who were very opposed, they were very nervous about him. It's coming on the heels of the whole Shabtai Tzvi, and people who were very mystical and had followings, and it wasn't clear what they were referring to, were understandably very suspect. And there were some who, with good reason, were suspect. The Ramchal was not. There was obviously nothing wrong with him. He was great, but he came under the scrutiny of certain chacham who really opposed him very fiercely. And it brought that sefer to be put away, and we don't have it. The Ramchal wrote a lot. He wrote a lot on Kabbalah, but he's referring to something that he wrote that we don't have. But sections of it, the Ramchal did reveal in his letters, and they have been published. He's just giving examples of people who had Ruach HaKodesh and wrote about it. Yadua kila grozal hayu Ruach HaKodesh, v'on the goan had Ruach HaKodesh, v'chi hitziu lo malachim legalos lo sisrei Torah, v'u sirev, and that they presented him with malachim to reveal the secrets of the Torah, and he refused. Yes, he told, this is recorded in Tzvarim, he told Rav Chaim Volozhiner, tell your brother Shlomo Zalman that the Magid is going to come to him to learn with him. You should turn him down. Yan ki ratzel lahasig esanitan lahasig aydei gyasav amaladavka, because he wanted to achieve that which is given to be achieved through hard work. Achin hashchina shor b'Yisrael ruach kodesh poemes bam. Indeed, the Shechina rests in Yisrael ruach kodesh like beats within them. Ad ladoros haachronim mamish, until the recent generations. Literally, may we be zocha to ruach kodesh.